local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Monday, November 6, 2023. We have moved on from daylight savings, so now it's dark. Joe and Austin keeping you company as you head home here in the darkness. Hopefully you had a good Monday. The weather looks pretty good this week, and hopefully the roads stay that way. Full check of the roads and weather coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but getting you caught up on a full rundown here. Very busy Monday. A lot happening over the weekend and today. Locally, nationally, around the world, we've got you all covered here for the next 45 minutes. We'll quickly get our top three stories in before the roads and weather. Israel says its forces have split Gaza into North and South Gaza after troops reached Gaza's coastline over the weekend. The U.S. continues pushing for a humanitarian pause, but Israel demands Hamas must release all hostages as part of any deal. The death toll in the fighting, more than 11,000. Nearly four dozen U.S. service members may have been injured in recent attacks in Iraq and Syria. That, according to NBC News, which would be more than twice as many as the Pentagon has previously disclosed. Bases housing U.S. personnel have been attacked dozens of times since October following the start of the conflict. And former President Trump appearing in New York court today, clashing with the judge in his civil fraud trial. Trump took the witness stand and quickly drew warnings from the judge in the case for making political statements and not directly answering questions. The judge called on Trump's lawyers to control their client. This was Trump's attorney talking with reporters afterwards.
And I've had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. Let me be very clear. I don't tolerate that in my life. I'm not going to tolerate it here.
Unhinged, comment that Trump detractors refer to him as, and I guess, you know, Trump supporters and his attorneys refer to others as unhinged. So there you go. Former president has called the proceedings a very unfair trial. Those are our top three stories today. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. Austin, how's it looking out there?
Thanks, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh Florida Club today. That's freshfromflorida.com. And Joe, it is the best hour of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the traffic here, and unless you're seeing something I'm not, we're not dealing with very much congestion at all in Pensacola or the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I agree with that, so that's good news.
Heading through tonight and over the next couple of nights, look for a little bit of fog to develop. May take a first part of the morning to burn off. Low temperatures will be down in the 50s. A high on Tuesday of around 80 degrees can be expected. All right, we need some rain. We haven't had any in a while, but it looks like later this week we might finally see some rain back in the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
An overnight low right now, or tonight's going to be 57. Right now we're at 69, partly cloudy sky, sunshine, and a high of 80 tomorrow. Taking a look at more local headlines here. Very busy day locally. A Pensacola police today say they made an arrest after a gun accidentally discharged during a fight inside Eden Cabaret that at around 1 a.m. today. Cops allege 33-year-old Kenneth Weathers got into a fight with somebody inside the club and pistol-whipped a man, which led to the discharge. Nobody was hit when the gun went off. Today at Pace High School, grief counselors on hand following a fatal ATV crash over the weekend. A 17-year-old student at Pace killed when she lost control of the ATV.
It hurts. It's a loss. We not only grieve for the school community, but we also grieve alongside that family. You know, any parent, you can't fathom losing a child, losing a loved one. So we definitely want to do what we can to rally around this family and rally around that school community.
Dr. Tanya Shepherd with Channel 3 there. Two other girls, a 16-year-old and 11-year-old, were seriously injured in that crash as well. Down the road today in Okaloosa County, Sheriff Eric Aiden talking about another officer-involved shooting. This instance today, a domestic violence suspect killed after firing at deputies today. This at around 6:30 at a townhome in the Wright area. Deputies responded to the scene. 58-year-old Jose Medina allegedly ran into a bedroom and got a weapon and began firing multiple shots.
I can say that from our initial review, our officers act with complete heroism and certainly act with the training that takes, literally, this all transpired in a matter of a few seconds.
Yeah, and Aiden says one deputy returned fire. The victim told investigators Medina was an ex-boyfriend and refused to leave her home and threatened to kill her. Congressman Matt Gaetz today says his amendment to the Department of Interior Appropriations Bill passed, and because of it, small businesses and visitors at Crab Island will be protected.
Because we had a single subject spending bill on the Department of the Interior, I took to the floor to make the case that our state and local governments were best prepared to manage Crab Island, not the federal Department of the Interior.
In opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The amendment is agreed to.
Back in August, you may recall that Gaetz fought back against a proposal from the National Park Service that would have removed vendors from operating on Crab Island. And while the vendors would have been allowed to work, they would have had to move their floating businesses to deeper waters outside of federal waters. 6:19 right now. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning at 7 o'clock. We talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about the ongoing war against Hamas by Israel. Talked about Halloween safety and two different hatchet-related crimes that happened in Escambia County last week with Sheriff Chip Simmons at 7:35. And a lengthy conversation about the effort to incorporate Perdido after the debate that took place at the Escambia Legislative Delegation meeting last week. Good comments on both sides. That was at 6:35. You can find all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
I'm getting hungry. What do you want to eat?
Let me check out that foodies page that I follow.
Let's see, it says for sure, Scenic 90 Cafe, great for homestyle cooking.
Oh, Scenic 90 Cafe is a retro 50s-inspired diner. It has breakfast, lunch, dinner, one of those old-school soda fountain dessert bars, and everything's made from scratch in-house.
Happy hour specials, food, wine, and beer every Tuesday through Thursday, and specials on oysters and bubbles on Fridays.
Scenic 90 Cafe, for 24 years on Scenic Highway, just a few doors down from Agape Bistro and Garden. Visit Scenic 90 Cafe, online at scenic90cafe.com.
As a part of the 10th anniversary of Foo Foo Fest, the Pensacola Civic Band is proud to present On Broadway, an unforgettable concert experience featuring Broadway star Megan Hilty. Known for her extraordinary performances in acclaimed Broadway productions like Wicked and Smash, on November 11th at the Sanger Theater. Plus, there will be a free Q&A with Megan Hilty on November 10th at 3 p.m. at the Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio at WSRE. Get your tickets now at the Sanger box office or online at PensacolaCivicBand.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Pensacola right now on a Monday. Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Been a busy Monday. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Really quickly here, getting a few state headlines in before our next traffic and weather update. Governor DeSantis is likely picking up an endorsement today, as Governor Kim Reynolds will be holding a rally in Des Moines and plans to endorse DeSantis. Of course, the timing is pretty good for DeSantis, and we'll see you know, if this does anything for him. But Republican candidates have a debate on Wednesday in Miami, of course, minus Donald Trump.
And a special legislative session is underway in Tallahassee. There are a total of 5 bills being considered, including 3 that focus on the conflict in the Middle East and increasing sanctions against Iran. House Democrats tried to get 4 additional bills added on property insurance, Medicaid expansion, and even gun control.
We believe every Floridian deserves the freedom to be healthy, prosperous, and safe. As such, it is entirely appropriate and even necessary to expand the call and introduce these bills.
Ultimately, they couldn't get 2/3 majority support to be added to the agenda. The 2 other bills would offer relief for Hurricane Idalia victims, as well as expand the Family Empowerment Scholarship Program. Those passed committees today and should be voted on by the end of the day tomorrow.
Still 2 months away from the official 2024 legislative session, but Florida's lieutenant governor is making it known residents can expect to see more help towards putting more money back in your pockets.
But our administration is committed to relieving some of that financial burden, relieving some of that stress, and we're going to continue to do so by providing tax relief and toll relief.
And the year-long toll relief program is due to expire December 31st. Of course, went into effect on January 1st and provides 50% credits to people who use SunPass and make at least 35 toll road trips in a month. Through September, $343 million in credits statewide. 625, couple more state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
All right, so I'm looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and it's looking about as smooth as traffic's going to get. At the top of this hour, we talked about the traffic here, and there's just not a lot of congestion in the areas. And I say that as if it's a bad thing. It just makes my job that much easier.
That's right.
Tonight, some foggy weather may develop late night and into the morning hours on Tuesday. In fact, look for that possibility over the next couple of nights and mornings. Low temps in the 50s, high Tuesday of about 80 degrees. It's later this week that we might have some rain move through the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Also in state headlines today, youth hockey players in Florida will use more protective gear next year. That's the statewide Amateur Hockey of Florida issued the rule change in response to the tragic incident involving Adam Johnson, who was slashed his throat and he died. In England, neck guards will be required for young players starting in January.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. 2 children are accused of shooting BBs at deputies. I do have a problem with that. This happened in the Tampa area over the weekend. The patrol car's left rear window was shattered after being shot out. 2 12-year-old boys are now facing charges related to the incident. A deputy and a new recruit were in the vehicle, but neither were harmed.
Looking at national headlines, senators from Maine are looking for answers from the military about the Army reservist who killed 18 people last month. Senators Susan Collins and Angus King sent a letter to the Army Inspector General asking about concerns other soldiers raised about Robert Card's mental health and actions that may or may not have been taken. They want to know if the Army followed proper procedures and if there was anything that should or could have been done to prevent the shooting.
And New York Congressman George Santos isn't ruling out a plea deal after being indicted on nearly two dozen federal charges. He's charged with lying on financial disclosure forms, misleading donors, and fraudulently collecting COVID unemployment benefits, among other crimes. Santos told CNN that he's not admitting anything, but hasn't ruled out a plea deal if it should come his way. Unsurprisingly, one has not shown up so far.
Yeah, this will be a big one to keep an eye on tomorrow when it comes to the national abortion rights conversation. Yep. As voters in Ohio will decide whether to guarantee the right to abortion in the state's constitution.
I think it's up to the individual, not the government, to decide what to do about a pregnancy.
In August, many Ohio Republican women actually voted against a Republican effort that would have sought to make changing the state constitution harder. They viewed that special election as an attempt to undermine what may or may not happen tomorrow.
Customers of some banks are still waiting for direct deposits to hit their accounts after a human error, as it's been called, caused delays last week. Banks emphasized to their customers that their funds are secure, according to CNN. A statement from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that the agency is, quote, aware of the issue and monitoring how institutions are responding.
Yeah, that's, did we do the Brian Koberger, Idaho?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, finally, in national headlines, prosecutors have until next month to hand over DNA evidence to the judge in the Brian Koberger murder case. The judge set the deadline so he can determine what evidence is admissible. Of course, Koberger is accused in the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students last November. Quickly running down our top three stories over the weekend, Israel says they've split Gaza into North and South Gaza as troops have reached Gaza's coastline. More than 11,000 people have been killed on both sides of the conflict. According to NBC News, nearly four dozen U.S. service members may have been injured in recent attacks in Iraq and Syria, which would be more than twice as many as the Pentagon has disclosed. And today, former President Trump testifying, but didn't go so well, according to reports, as he and the judge were going at it and combative. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens there. Of course, Donald Jr. and Eric testified last month. Ivanka set to testify on Wednesday. 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up, back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Monday Night Football, we'll make our predictions next. And did we all just get C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young wrong?
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump appeared back at a New York courtroom today as part of his civil fraud trial. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Outside court, the former president said he thought his testimony went well. Judge Arthur Engoron has already found him and his sons liable for fraud, but has yet to determine if the former president falsified records or engaged in conspiracy or insurance fraud.
The former president has called the case politically motivated. The White House says they continue to pressure Israel for a temporary ceasefire. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says it's part of an effort to get aid to civilians in war-torn Gaza.
We continue to have conversations with our Israeli counterparts continually and have since the early hours of this conflict.
Israeli leaders, including the prime minister, say there will be no ceasefire until Hamas releases all hostages. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. This would be a surprise. Health insurance giant Cigna is reportedly exploring the sale of its Medicare Advantage business, which manages government health insurance for people aged 65 and older. That's according to Reuters, which cites people familiar with the matter. Such a move would mark a reversal of Cigna's expansion in the sector. And if this were to happen, Cigna, which got into the Medicare Advantage business with its $3.8 billion acquisition of HealthSpring in 2011, would be backing away from the U.S. government at a time the U.S. government is tightening its purse strings in reimbursing health insurers for their services. Reporting quarterly results after the close today, Goodyear Tire posted a loss of $89 million. On an adjusted basis, however, it had earnings equal to 36 cents a share, and that was better than expected. No major moves today on Wall Street, but stocks did extend their win streak to a sixth session, seven in the case of the NASDAQ Composite. The Dow Industrials rose 34 points. The NASDAQ added 40. That's Your Money Now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. There's two things I look for to determine a franchise quarterback. First, regardless of the distance, I have to think the QB will convert on third down. And then there needs to be no doubt in my mind, when getting the ball late, that the QB will lead his team to victory. Yesterday, CJ Stroud threw for 470 yards and 5 touchdowns. When CJ got the ball back down 4 with 46 seconds left and turned that into 6, it solidified that the Texans had their franchise QB. I'm Zach Gelb. Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're offered a wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
Wow. News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything.
6:37 on a Monday, November 6th. Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620. The traffic line 850-262-6111. Before we talk sports, get an update on the roads and weather. Austin, anything to concern ourselves with?
Well, for starters, there is one thing, and that's that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the traffic, though, no, I'm actually not seeing much congestion at all. There are little spurts of it in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, but nothing that's going to hold you up for too long.
Heading through tonight and over the next couple of nights, look for a little bit of fog to develop. May take a first part of the morning to burn off. Low temperatures will be down in the 50s. A high on Tuesday of around 80 degrees can be expected. All right, we need some rain. We haven't had any in a while, but it looks like later this week we might finally see some rain back in the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now it is 69 degrees overnight. Low's going to be 57 here tonight. All right, so let's talk a little bit about sports. We got Monday Night Football, Chargers and the Jets coming up 7:15 here on ABC and ESPN. On our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 on the FM side. Austin, we have the Jets at home. They are an underdog by 3 points. The Chargers are 3-4. The Jets are 4-3.
Yeah, the Jets, I think after they lost Aaron Rodgers in the opener, no one really expected them to have a winning record at this point. Even though they did make, you know, some decent runs last year throughout the regular season. But man, I mean, they're at home against the Chargers. Chargers, they're one of those teams that just always manages to disappoint. You know that? I mean,
oh yeah,
they have so much talent. I get that they play in a division with the Chiefs, but man, to have a losing record right now is just inexcusable. You said the Jets are 3-point underdogs?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm going to take the Jets to beat them. Why not?
All right. I like it. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I feel like on paper the Chargers should win. Yeah,
absolutely.
The Jets have a really good defense. The Chargers, you know, they have this thing where it's like they lose the games that they should win. They win the games that they should lose. And
yep.
It's just they're forever stuck in this rut.
It is. It's weird. I mean, I know it's not very analytical or journalistic
no,
to say
but
this, but the Chargers, I just really are a cursed franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take the Chargers.
All right. Got them covering.
I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to take either team, honestly.
Forgettable game.
Chargers by 5.
Okay.
Do not feel good about that at all. So if you're, you know, taking my advice for anything, I certainly would not recommend that, especially tonight. MLB free agency starts. You got a peg on where Shohei's going to end up in the winter?
Oh gosh, I have no clue. I remember, I think it was, and I only remember this just because Colin Cowherd and Jason McIntyre made a mistake when they were talking about this. But I think they were humoring him going to like, was it the Dodgers?
Probably.
Yeah, so I'll just say there.
I agree. I think he winds up in L.A. The Pelicans 4-2 so far this year. They take on the 6-0 Nuggets in Denver. Tip off at 8 o'clock on that one. Things that impressed us that stuck out from the college football and NFL world on Saturday. I thought that the Saturday night slate with USC and Washington and Alabama and LSU was fantastic.
Definitely.
Washington beating USC. USC now firing their offensive coordinator, but yeah, the USC
defensive coordinator.
Defense, yeah, my bad. Washington looks really good. USC or Ohio State, you mentioned coming off a number one ranking in the CFP, struggled with Rutgers for a half, which wasn't all that surprising to me. But yeah, we'll see on that. Oklahoma, big loss, so they're kind of out, I would think.
Oh, yeah, no, they're done. And I will say this, speaking of these ranked teams, my prediction is tomorrow Washington is going to jump Florida State to be number four in the playoff. They were the first one out. Florida State was only beating Pitt, who's a 2-7 team. They were only beating them by 3 at half. Another slow wake up for Florida State against an inferior opponent. Washington wins by double digits on the road against a ranked USC and a Heisman winner? Nah, Washington's jumping them.
Okay. I don't hate that.
I don't love it either.
it's all going to sort itself out because you're not.
Oh, it will.
You know, I'm going to say that they leave Washington at 5 because of the loss. I just think that they'll keep the 4 the same. I think they may switch Georgia and Ohio State.
But wait, you said the loss. Which one?
They lost. Oh, they're undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Is Washington undefeated? Oh, Oregon just, my bad.
Yeah, Oregon just barely lost to Washington.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, okay. I can see that. They got a lot of pub. They got a lot of, you know, energy right now over in Washington.
And that Michael Penix Jr., I mean, that dude's just an offensive powerhouse.
Well, obviously, right now it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
So, you know, I like that. NFL. So, C.J. Stroud is just really good.
I'll give you credit there, Buckeye fan. C.J. Stroud's a stud.
Ohio State quarterback factory.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
14 touchdowns and one pick, which is just remarkable
on the Texans.
For anyone.
And that's the thing. It's like he came out of Ohio State, and he came out of an Ohio State that had a lot of offensive pieces. When you go to the Texans, especially, people are going to question your adaptability. Against the Bucks, he threw 470 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah. I mean, that's a great game for Tom Brady. That's a great game for C.J. Stroud. That's unreal.
Yeah, remarkable there. And Bryce Young, look, I'm not ready to say, oh, you know, the Texans got it right, the Panthers got it wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, Stroud does have a couple at least offensive linemen. His skill guys are kind of young growing up with him. You know, Bryce Young has Adam Thielen, not much else there. But, you know, but right now the early returns certainly is that the Texans got that one right. I am ready at this point. The Dolphins are this paper tiger to me. They are now 0-6 when it comes to teams with a winning record, I think, for their last, something like that.
If so, that's rough. I know they got killed by the Bills, which is now looking like it means less. And yeah, they kept it close against the Chiefs, but it was only after spotting them 21 points in the first half. You can't have that.
Yeah. I'm also out on the Bills. I just think there's been just such a downward trajectory with this team. And for 7 years, it's been, you know, hey, Josh Allen, we need you to do something, be Superman. And
consistently Superman.
Right. And you know, statistically, he kind of puts up these gaudy numbers. He's pretty much guaranteed an interception a week. But yeah, there's just does not seem to be any sort of rhyme or reason to anything that they do. But yeah, the Bills are kind of on my outside looking at. They wouldn't even make the playoffs today if the playoffs started today.
Yeah.
6:45, another check of the roads and weather, and we'll move on to health, business, and science notes today.
Well, we're looking at the roads in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and I got to tell you, call this cheesy, but it's looking like C.J. Stroud right now. Hey. Dang near perfect.
Yikes. I like it.
It's about as smooth as traffic's going to look. There's some minor congestions on some of the busier roads just here and there, but it's very minor, very short-lived. We shouldn't be dealing with much of that tonight.
All right, very good. Right now, it's 69 degrees, 57 for the low tonight. More sunshine tomorrow with a high of 80 degrees. Nearly 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. We've all seen those, the Tyson brand. They're being recalled, specifically the 29-ounce plastic bags that were made on September 5th. So again, the 29-ounce Dino Nuggets made by Tyson that were made on September 5th. If you got those, throw them out. They're no good.
Well, was that? Is there like a particular reason for that?
You know, it just says they were contaminated. I don't know if that was
unsettling.
Yeah.
Okay. Elon Musk is debuting Grok, the first technology from his new AI company, xAI. The company says it is modeled on, quote, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and is supposed to have some wit and a rebellious streak. The prototype is in its early beta phase, and only a small number of users will have access before a wider release to use the chatbot.
Also, a new tour of the White House will be offered by the fall of next year, which will immerse visitors in a high-tech experience. The White House Historical Association plans to open the doors to places regular tourists never got to see for themselves. The People's House is envisioned as an educational center that'll put visitors inside the Oval Office and other off-limit locations such as the Cabinet Room and the Green Room.
Interesting.
To me, this is like virtual reality.
Yep.
This is, I think it'll be on the White House premises, kind of like a separate thing, and there may just be like this all-immersive, like you may even have a VR headset, I don't know, where you'll just kind of be able to look around and walk around in the Oval Office. That's kind of what I envision with this thing. Okay. 6:47 here, pop culture notes. Taylor Swift having the biggest album debut of her career. The re-recorded version of 1989, Taylor's version, landed number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. 1.3 million sales, which is the biggest debut of any album based on unit sales since Adele's 25 back in 2015. Wow. You mentioned last or 2 hours in the 4 o'clock hour that you're not a big fan. A lot of people aren't a big fan. They may get upset. Oh, what's with all the Taylor stuff? But there's a reason why the NFL is sold out, like you said.
Yeah, there's a reason why
she's on the camera several times when she does show up to Chiefs games. And, I mean, she is an absolute powerhouse. And people are buying clearly people are buying her stuff.
Well, and when you think of the stereotypical NFL fan, and then you think of the stereotypical Swiftie, they're not the same person.
Of
Swifties are like 20-year-old women. NFL fans are like 35-year-old guys with beer guts, right? It's like that's two different demographics. So when they see a merge, that is a cash grab for the NFL waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
Negotiators for the actors' unions are expected to respond soon to the latest contract offer from the major Hollywood studios. Representatives for the studios have called it the best, last, and final offer. The latest meeting between the two sides lasted for 2 hours on Saturday. The strike has now gone on for 115 days.
Next time I'm in New Orleans, I'm going to have to put this on the itinerary. The last phase of the National World War II Museum is now complete. There was a ceremony Friday for the grand opening of the $47 million Liberation Pavilion, and Tom Hanks was there.
D-Day Museum was essentially two brick warehouses, a Higgins boat, and a tank. Now look at it.
Yeah, so Tom Hanks was in attendance. The new edition features an exhibit featuring Anne Frank, including a replica of the concealed apartment where she and her family hid for 2 years. Did get a note on the Nuggets. My wife actually texted me that they were afraid that the Nuggets may contain pieces of metal. That was the
specific
reason.
That is a very
there.
Valid concern. Yeah. I'm glad they recalled him. A member of the E Street Band says Bruce Springsteen is, quote, in great shape as he deals with peptic ulcer disease. Steven Van Zandt told People that the band is going to come back stronger than ever in March. Springsteen announced in September that the remainder of the 2023 tour dates could be rescheduled due to his illness.
I have never thought or considered The Simpsons as being the bastion of parental advice or just the mirror by which you should evaluate yourself as a father or mother.
I agree. I'm not a parent, but I could imagine that that's how it is for most people.
Yeah, so The Simpsons is dropping one of its longest-running gags, child abuse. In a recent episode, Homer and Marge meet a new neighbor, and they shake hands.
That's quite a grip.
See, Marge? Strangling the boy has paid off. Just kidding. I don't do that anymore. Times have changed.
That's right. So for 36 years, it was totally cool. And now it's wrong.
Strangling your son is wrong.
That's right.
I think it's just kind of, and I didn't mention this in the past couple hours, but I think it's weird how they worded that. That was so forced to say, oh no, I don't do that anymore. I, Homer Simpson, stopped that. That just seemed so fake. They should have squeezed that in a better way, I feel.
Yeah. Well, the important thing is that now there are millions of people all over the world saying, hey,
sorry, son,
we're not doing that. And you know, we're not doing that anymore because Homer stopped.
There you go.
I don't know. 6:51, final break for us this evening. We've got some more wacky stories and good news to finish up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's
fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wrapping things up on a Monday, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin keeping you company this evening. Thanks so much for tuning in. Anything on the roads right now? Anything at all?
No, not really. I mean, I hate to keep it that brief, but we're not dealing with much here in
okay.
Pensacola.
Yeah, that's fine.
Heading through tonight and over the next couple of nights, look for a little bit of fog to develop. May take a first part of the morning to burn off. Low temperatures will be down in the 50s. A high on Tuesday of around 80 degrees can be expected. All right, we need some rain. We haven't had any in a while, but it looks like later this week we might finally see some rain back in the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 57 overnight tonight, sunny and 80 tomorrow. Been a long time since I've gone to the theater, but
same here.
Yeah, I'm kind of at the point now. Killers of the Flower Moon may just be a rental at the house. Five Nights at Freddy's remains number one. 19.5 million. Taylor Swift Eras Tour number two at 13.5, and Killers of the Flower Moon came in at 7 million with in third place. Were you into the Barbenheimer craze?
Nah, not really. Yeah. I watched Oppenheimer, but that's about as invested
so
as I got.
Went to Oppenheimer, thought about Barbie, but just didn't get around to it. But a low-budget flick called Barbenheimer is now in the works. Low-budget cult movie legend Charles Band is making it. It's about a doll scientist named Bammy Barbenheimer. Barbenheimer, a brilliant scientist from Dolltopia, visits the real world and experiences the worst of humanity. So she builds a giant nuclear bomb to destroy it all. Any interest in that?
No, not really.
All right, very good. Looking at some wacky stories, a video of a fight at a college football game has gone viral, and the most surprising part of this is that the man who was throwing the punches, there were four of them in succession, was part of the marching band. He played sousaphone for Texas Southern and was in the stands when a man approached him during the game against Jackson State. Words were exchanged, and then the musician just went right hand, right hand, right hand, right hand, and knocked the fan out cold, then went back to performing. Texas Southern says they're looking into it.
So. As they should. Today's Florida Man story is from Miami, where cops say a guy stole a Lyft driver's car last month, and they had a pretty easy time tracking him down because he'd ordered the Lyft under his own name. Cops arrested 19-year-old Jeremiah Charles at his home and found a car parked a block away.
Yeah, that's just some pretty circumstantial evidence there. Good news, Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin returned to Cincinnati for the first time. Of course, January collapsed on the field, was resuscitated. He, over the weekend in Cincinnati, announced setting up a scholarship program to honor the hospital workers who saved his life. He announced he was establishing 10 $1,000 scholarships, each one in the name of the 10 people on the hospital team that kept him alive. Hamlin said his Cincinnati Hero Scholarship will help underserved high school and college-bound students attend private high schools, trade schools, or universities in the Cincinnati area.
Also, the oldest runner in yesterday's New York City Marathon was an 87-year-old man from Ukraine named Danil. He's run in every year since 2009 and finished a 26-mile race in 9 hours and 46 minutes.
A good job out of him, and a good job to these all these heroic cops that were caught on viral videos over the weekend. In Florida, two officers lifted a car off a guy when his jack failed. In Georgia, two cops pulled a woman and son from a burning car. And in Montana, video footage of a cop talking a teenager down off the side of a bridge.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good news there. 6:59, that'll do it for us. 7 o'clock, Dave Ramsey coming up. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Pensacola right now, 4 to 7 each and every weekday on News Radio 92.3. We'll talk to you then.